Thanks, Robbo. Hope you're well.
Yes, and likewise you, getting things sorted. I know the NBL 1 season has really just started, but I guess work's well and truly underway for the WNBL season as well.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's been pretty busy probably last month since free agency opened just after Easter, and then it's been pretty crazy since then. And, teams and, ourselves looking at recruiting and signing players for next season.
Well, look, there's one thing. It's a great announcement, but I've got to have a crack at you about this. Annalee Maley. Now, I worked at the Adelaide 36ers with her dad. And, I mean, this, come on, Tracy, this is not
you
on.
You sure it was her dad? Grandfather, perhaps?
funny. God, how the generations change, you know?
Oh, I know. I mean, I even coached Paul Reece back in the day, and I've coached his daughters, and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Still around coaching. But, yeah, that's right. So Paul Maley, Nelly, just a fantastic signing for us. And, last year she was the league-leading rebounder and just a unique, exceptional athlete, actually.
Yeah, no, that's very exciting. So good news there. And overall, how are things going? Because you're sort of doing it, you're not in situ at the moment, are you? You're still in Adelaide at the moment. Is it more difficult when you're not at home base, or doesn't it really matter at this stage anyway?
No, it doesn't really matter. I think probably COVID showed us all last year that everything can be done from your lounge room, so to speak. And, if people can't go anywhere, and especially with the WNBL, a lot of players for every team don't necessarily live in the town. So they'll go and play there. Well, at least this year they've got NBL 1, so they'll play in the different places and then go to their WNBL teams at the start of pre-season. So I went over, when free agency started just after Easter for about 5 days. I'll go over again next weekend for a couple of days. So I kind of keep that in, going over to Bendigo, but also you can do it all on, email, phone calls, etc. So, my days are busy here, even though I'm not physically in Bendigo at this point.
Yeah.
Before the season, Tracy, how much do you scout out the opposition?
Well, once we, we kind of know some of their rosters already, and then once everyone does their announcements, I start putting my list together, because generally, if they've already been in the league, you'll have them. Let's say they might have played with Sydney. Now they're going to be with Perth next season. You just change the faces around and move them across. And then if there's new ones, then we certainly look them up and try to find tape of them and get some background of any new players that are coming into the league that perhaps we haven't seen.
Mm. Hey, a point of order. You said how busy you are over there. You're telling me that you're heading off to play in a women's midweek, mid-morning comp. Come on.
No, my husband's going like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, oh, no, because I'm about 50 times slower than I think I am, and come home with, bruises and sore Achilles and legs and stuff. Yeah. So I actually really don't know why I'm doing it, but
It's just that sound of twinging hamstrings. It's lovely to the ears, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll message you after to see if I'm still walking all right.
Okay, cool. Hey, the other one, the big signing last week too that we should mention, Lelaney Mitchell. I mean, not just a great player in Australia, but of course a 12-season WNBA player in the States. I mean, that's a real good get.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Lelaney Mitchell is our starting point guard for the Opals for Australia as well. She's back over with the Washington Mystics at the moment at training camp for WNBA, so she'll go into her 12th season there. She's the only player in NBA and WNBA history to have won Most Improved Player 10 years apart.
Wow.
So she won it, I think, in something like 2009, or she's won it twice, and then again almost 10 years later. So she created some history there, and she's just, a super person, great player on and off the floor, and, we're very excited to have someone like her join us.
Now, it looks like it's going to be an exciting season ahead. The recruiting looks fantastic, and we wish you well, Tracy. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Good luck with the mid-morning comp. At least you probably don't have quite the same potential issues that a man does if you've got to put a bit of deep heat on the old hamstrings. So.
Oh, well, I don't know about that when I do come home and shower and put it on. My husband goes, oh, you got that nice perfume on again? So the deep heat does get a go here.
Yeah. All right, listen, look forward to talking soon. Take it easy. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much. See you later, bye.